had my meltdown. I absolutely had my meltdown. Been on the radio all day, all across the country, really. It's been nuts. I got so many thoughts on this that I'm no longer disgusted by it, but like I still have a bad taste on the system, how it's broken, everything that's going on in college football, and really the ugly side of college football. I mean, the business of college football and amateur sport, it doesn't work. But yet we are promoting and elevating people based on the business of college football, and it's sickening.
So I guess just first of all, as Steve pointed out, you had the comments from him last year about there's no transfer portal in the real world. These kids need to stick with it, not be moving around all the time. And then he does this. What are your thoughts on somebody who has that stance and then makes a decision like this?
He's a liar. That's what he is. I mean, there's no other thought that you can have on somebody like Mel Tucker other than the fact that he lacks credibility. He has zero character. And they hide behind, well, this is best for my family. No, it's not. It's best for you and you only. That's all. Your family is going to move with you no matter where you go. Your family is going to support you no matter where you go. You're not looking out for your family. You saw a better opportunity, you think it is, and you jumped at it. It didn't matter who you lied to, who you deceived, who you crushed, and who you created uncertainty for on your way as you walk up your own ladder.
Mike, what kind of gets me too here is the timing of all of it. Like, we're a week away from all of these kids, you know, committing their lives, or at least the foreseeable future of their lives, to go play for him. And then a week later, he's gone. And to me, it sucks because I don't think he'll ever take a hit like this. But, like, if you're a parent from here on out, if he comes into your living room and says, hey, I want your kid to come play for me, you know, I'll raise him to be a young man, an upstanding gentleman. Like, I don't trust you, man. You did this a week after some of these kids signed their letters of intent and said they want to come be with you for those reasons.
All right, not even close to that. I mean, it's snake oil. That's what he is. I mean, how do you trust him? Good luck, Michigan State. And maybe he can sell people on that program. Maybe you don't have to sell them that much. I mean, there's a lot of talent up in that area. Are you talking about East Lansing? You're talking about Detroit? I mean, there's a lot of football up there. So maybe his job is easier from that standpoint, recruiting. Here's what made me nuclear, really, because I was just thinking about it. And it's like we stripped Reggie Bush of Heisman and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, people got to give back trophies because mom got a house, right? USC wrote a check to mom, right? But okay, wait a minute. You can be a coach, and here comes Michigan State that writes a bigger check, and they could just take the coach. So how is that different? How is that different? Just because it's a college kid versus a professional coach? Okay. You want to go that route? We'll cut it off then. You got a signing period in February. You know, up until that point, or even if it's January, certainly December, you got to cut it off. If a team is interested in a coach and they want to hire him, you got to do it before this date. You can't do it after kids sign a letter of intent and to go to a university based on what that previous coach has said to them.
Is there any blame that you place at all on Colorado or the conference in general? We talked earlier, the Pac-12 coaches' salaries are not what they are in the other Power 5 conferences. Any blame at all go to either Colorado or the conference just for not having coaches' salaries higher?
You know, you can say that. I think there's some blame to it, but how do you increase the pay for all your coaches in the conference? I don't know how. Okay, the Big Ten, I think the average salary in the Big Ten is $3.5 million. That includes Rutgers, you know, and so when the average salary is $3.5 million in the Big Ten, they have a bigger, stronger TV deal. It's a stronger conference than the Pac-12 has been. I think the Pac-12 has been mismanaged over the years. You can't compete with the SEC, certainly. So, yeah, you're going to lose coaches, but that's part of the business side of it, and I understand that. But if you're going to lose them to where people can at least adjust to it. Mel Tucker knew exactly what he was doing when he took the job. He knew it was going to wreck Colorado, and he knew it was going to promote and help Michigan State prosper. Here's a novel idea. The fact that Michigan State is in this predicament, why don't they go with the interim head coach and then go on a coaching search next year? Why are they allowed to just write a larger check and just fuck any coach that they want at that point?